How could you accomplish studying Buddhism in Thailand with Lumpa Cha? How did Lumpa Cha teach you as you were a foreigner, a new monk? And how do you deal with the language issue? Well, part of it was in the words of Ajahn Chah, because oftentimes people would ask, especially Thai people would ask, how do you teach these foreigners? You know, they don't speak Thai and you don't speak English. How can you teach them? And Ajahn Chah said, well, it's easy. It's just like teaching buffalo. You pull them here, pull them there, and sooner or later they learn, you know. So if you humans, if you can teach a buffalo, surely a human can learn something. Especially in Thai, it's just, when you say somebody's a buffalo, I mean, it's kind of, it's not very complimentary. Also, I remember one time him explaining that, in the same way with, if you say, like if you had some warm water like this, and said, well, you know, even something that's right there, if you use language, doesn't necessarily mean you can explain it. And so that, because in the Thai language, you'd say Nam Ron, but then the language that they speak in Ubon, where Ajahn Chah was, they don't even use that language. It's Nam Hon. And then English is hot water, and then French would be something else, Chinese would be something else. There's all these languages, and all it is just some warm water. So that language isn't necessarily going to explain much. Dhamma is not about language. What you have to do is just stick your finger in. Then you'll know what warm water's like. He said that's because Dhamma is not about the words, about the concepts, about the ideas. It's about the experience. So that you have to give people the opportunity to have the experience of happiness and suffering, peace and all the range of human experience. That's what you'll, and the language of Dhamma is this sense of what is cool and peaceful. So just by, a lot of it is with example that Ajahn Chah taught. And also it took a lot of patience to study there. Because even that's like in as I was saying that like the especially when I first got there, I tried to I went out and bought books and dictionaries of the Thai language to. Learn Thai as much as I could, and then and I was in central Thailand for quite some time, so I put a lot of effort into trying to learn Thai language, and then I get up to Ajahn Chah's monastery, and he doesn't speak Thai. It's a Laotian dialect, and there's no books. So that So the first few years, just trying to figure out the dialect and so learning the best teachers, the best language teachers were the novices, the young novices in the monastery. They're young guys, young kids who are in. Oftentimes they get sent there by their parents because they're naughty and completely unruly at home. And they're young, they're teenagers, so they're restless, and so they tend to have the patience and the time to teach and explain the language a bit more. The monks would often just go back to their kuti and meditate. You don't see them so much. So that just learning over time. And that was a lot of the time, and then, but over time, by having learned, say, the Thai language and getting a good sense of the local dialect, then you get a real good feel for the teachings, and particularly the over time, then more and more Central Thai people started coming. There was more, for most of the time that I was there, there was probably more Westerners than there were Central Thais at Ajahn Chah's monastery. So it was, but oftentimes there were a lot of visitors coming. So over time, then Ajahn Chah started speaking Central Thai and teaching in Central Thai more. So that was helpful.